Here's a big one we hear all the time. Lady leaving the church or going by, whichever one, I'm not sure. But they were laughing at my sign about repenting, God's wrath is coming. And I was pointing at the man saying, wrath is coming for you lest you repent to come out of the world. And he's shaking his head, no. And as they drove by, the lady said this, ready? No judgment. Don't make judgment. America and the world have been sold on this false idea that we can't judge anything. Right there, by telling me to not judge, she judged me. Do you see how hypocritical this is? You can't drive a car without judging. You can't put a fork in your mouth versus your eye without judging. You can't go through your job and do all the rules they ask you to without judging. You can't obey the IRS tax laws in America without making judgments. How foolish people think that it's wrong to make a judgment. Jesus said in Matthew 7, they stop at the first verse. He tells them, he says, don't judge, and they stop there. He goes on later to say, the context is to judge righteously. If you're a hypocrite, you shouldn't be judging people. But if you have come out of the world and come out of your sin, you have every right to judge. We've tested the Baptist faith. We know how unbiblical it is. We know the false gospel it teaches. We know the Baptist faith is worldly and feminized. The Baptist faith teaches pagan holidays. I'm preaching to somebody in their car right now. We know all these things about the Baptist faith. Repent, sir. We love you. And so to say, these look like churchgoers. It's Sunday. They were all dressed up. To say we shouldn't make any judgment. They are going to be sorely surprised when they die or Christ returns and they get judged. And God says, my workers warned you. You didn't make good judgment. You didn't come out of the world. You didn't come out of your sin. You didn't come out of your flesh. You didn't come out of false traditions. And my workers tried to help you. They rebuked you. They warned you. They corrected you in love. Don't judge. Don't judge. No. The Bible tells us to judge and judge rightly. And when we judge the Baptist church, what we find is they preach a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. Our testing at don'tperish.com, and we're going to have a testing up of Concord Baptist Church. It'll be up on our website later today. It doesn't preach the biblical gospel that calls you out of the world. Any gospel that does not call you out of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, it's not the biblical gospel. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world, John 17. So we know the Baptist faith well. We can make a clear judgment. They're feminized, they're worldly, they preach false doctrines, they have a male phallic symbol on their roof, they practice falsehood and lies like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, modern pastor role. God says in Psalm 119, 104, the psalmist says, I hate every false way. We know God hates the wicked. Go read Psalm 5:5. Go read Psalm 11:5. God hates those that love violence, and it says God hates those that work iniquity. That's sin. So how foolish to say don't judge when the Bible is full of judgments. We're supposed to judge. We're supposed to warn. We're supposed to call our neighbors to repentance. That's why these churches are so wrong. Ready? I went to a men's conference not long ago. Men are outside smoking and cussing and acting all worldly, and they're at this men's Christian conference. And I asked them, do they tell you you got to repent of all your sin? And they laughed at me. And the leaders of the conference laughed at me. Because that's a judgment. But yet Jesus says, go, sin no more. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. So don't be deceived if you're listening to this about no judging. The Bible absolutely calls us to judge. Go read Matthew 18. Jesus said, the body should judge a man and put him out. Go read 1 Corinthians 5. Paul judges a man and throws him out for sin. Go read 2 Thessalonians 3. Paul said, don't even eat with a man that's a lazy brother. 1 Timothy 6, avoid them. 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 4, avoid those that are in sin and false doctrine. Romans 16, 17, mark and avoid those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine. The Bible is full of judgment. But these false pastors to fill up buildings and scratch itchy ears have convinced people, oh, there is no judgment. Judgment is coming, neighbors. Turn and repent. Follow Christ. Cleanse your life in the blood of the Lamb, lest you be judged and sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. The shed blood of Jesus will cleanse you. Repent and be born of his Spirit. The desire to be holy and obedient is the fruit you're born of him. And then walk in his ways and endure. What a glorious Savior we have.